Welcome to Thursday's Community Watch and Comment for October 1st, 2015 on 89.3 WPFW, Pacifica's listener-powered station for jazz and justice in the nation's capital. On the ground and onthegroundshow.org are devoted to coverage of social justice activists and activism on the streets and in the suites of power, whether that's here in the DMV, around the nation, or around the planet. I'm Esther Averam, and today we're going to hear voices from last week's Moral Action on Climate Justice Rally, a national and international mobilization of artists, faith leaders, and climate activists. Those included the Reverend William Barber of the Moral Monday Movement, our own Jennifer Bryan from WPFW, local artists, local activists, musicians like Sean Paul, and folks came in from around the country, including Dolores Huerta, who co-founded the United Farm Workers Union. So we have a lot for you in this hour, and we're going to start with a few headlines. Well, the suspicion of some activists that Exelon would try to reach a backroom deal with the mayor or the D.C. council over its proposed takeover of Pepco was realized on Monday. The city administrator, Rashad Young, who is serving as lead negotiator for the district in negotiations with Exelon and Pepco, released this statement. Quote, "We agree with the Public Service Commission that Exelon and Pepco did not demonstrate an adequate commitment to affordability, reliability, and sustainability in their pending merger application. Today, we confirm that we are engaged in substantive discussions with the companies on a settlement agreement that would address in a new application the administration's concerns. Any settlement agreement would be presented to the PSC, that's the Public Service Commission, for review, public comment, and final determination. The district deserves a healthy public utility that serves residents and ratepayers in a cost-effective, dependable, and an environmentally sound manner." End quote. And in the meantime, Power DC, the coalition that has successfully countered this Exelon takeover, has issued a statement. And on their website, they say, "Mayor Bowser, stand firm. Any deal with Exelon is a bad deal for DC." And they point out that a half a dozen D.C. council members, 27 of the 40 advisory neighborhood commissions, dozens of expert and community witnesses, and thousands of average D.C. residents have spoken out against the merger. They say, quote, "The only outcome to Exelon's attempted takeover of Pepco that will be in the public interest is for Exelon to withdraw its offer and go back to Chicago. Then D.C. residents can get back to the business of building an affordable, reliable, and clean power supply for the district," end quote. Now, in Baltimore, the date for the first trial of a police officer accused in the death of Freddie Gray has been set for November 30th. With remaining officers, their trial set for January. And then finally, after a huge victory with Shell deciding that it would not continue its drilling operation in the Arctic, environmentalists are hoping that they can end all drilling there. As a matter of fact, Greenpeace says on its website, this is a huge victory for everyone who has stood up for the Arctic, whether they took to kayaks or canoes, rappelled from bridges, or spread the news in their own communities. Millions of people around the world have taken action against Arctic drilling, and they say that we have all made history. And so they're pressuring President Obama. They say today President Obama can also make history by canceling any future drilling and declaring the U.S. Arctic Ocean off limits to oil companies. There is no better time to keep fossil fuels like Arctic oil in the ground, bringing us one step closer to an energy revolution and sustainable future. And they say, they add, while this is a victory for everyone who hoped to avoid a catastrophic spill or catastrophic climate change from Shell's plans, it's also proof positive that drilling in the Arctic is too costly to be effective and a bad bet for other energy companies. It's time to start making the shift to renewable energy instead of pursuing extreme fossil fuels. And that's from Greenpeace. And in our culture and media moment, the AFI Latin American Film Festival begins today at the AFI Silver Theater in Silver Spring. Go to AFI.com/silver for more information or call the AFI Silver Theater in Silver Spring. And the 5th Annual Palestinian Film and Arts Festival also begins today in D.C. Go to DCPFAF.org for more information. That's DCPFAF.org. And another festival, the Media Rise Film Festival, is underway through Monday at various locations throughout the city. Go to MediaRiseNow.org for more info. Tonight, two authors are speaking. Cornel West will speak at 5 p.m. on the legacy of Edward Said at the First Congregational United Church of Christ, 945 G Street in Northwest D.C. And Angela Davis will be in conversation with Black Lives Matter activists Kimon Freeman, Eugene Perrier, and Erica Totten at the 5th and K Busboys and Poets beginning at 6:30 p.m. And speaking of Busboys and Poets, our progressive food and fun chain founded by Andy Shalal is celebrating its 10th anniversary, in part with that panel tonight, and then tomorrow with Alice Walker at the Brookland location. Go to busboysandpoets.com for more information. And those are our headlines and happenings. When we come back, voices from the Moral Action on Climate Justice Rally. Stay with us.
Our union represents 2 million working men and women who clean and guard our office buildings. They care for the sick and the elderly in hospitals, nursing care facilities, and in their homes. And they provide vital public services. We are native-born and immigrants. We fight to reform our broken immigration and labor law systems. But we also know that we need to work to strengthen our laws to protect and preserve our environment. So we are proud to join you in calling for action to protect Mother Earth from politics and bad policy. We do this because we know that workers live in communities, not in workplaces. They want their communities to thrive, not die because of pollution and mistreatment. Workers want their children to have clean water to drink, clean air to breathe, and to preserve the planet for future generations. Together, let us heed the call to connect, collaborate, and fight together for a safer, cleaner, and more just society as called by Pope Francis. I am also so proud this morning to introduce a leader of our movement, a champion for climate change and social justice. Please join me in welcoming Patrick Carolyn of the Franciscan Action Network. Patrick.
Joining Patrick Carolyn on stage is the Most Reverend Pedro Camino Huancayo.
Buenos días, hermanos y hermanas. Es una alegría estar con ustedes esta mañana en la que Dios nos convoca hoy a una entrega generosa, a darlo todo, y nos ofrece las fuerzas y la luz que necesitamos para salir adelante. En el corazón de este mundo sigue presente el Señor de la vida que nos ama tanto. Alabado sea.
My brothers and sisters, good morning. It's a joy to be here with you this morning when God calls us to be generous, to make a big commitment where we receive His energy and light to go forward. At the heart of our world, the God of life is present, and He loves us very much. Let Him be praised.
Compartimos esta mañana en la que el Papa Francisco dirigirá por primera vez en la historia un mensaje a los miembros del Congreso de los Estados Unidos de América. Esperamos que escuchen con corazón abierto su llamado a colaborar todos juntos en la defensa de la vida, especialmente de los que sufren, entre ellos los más de 11 millones de migrantes en situación irregular y de gran vulnerabilidad.
This morning, Pope Francis will speak for the first time to the members of the Congress of the United States of America. We hope that his message will be listened to, his call that we all collaborate with one another in the defense of life, especially for those who suffer most, the victims, and amongst them especially the 11 million undocumented immigrants and those who are most vulnerable.
El desafío urgente de proteger nuestra casa común incluye la preocupación de unir a toda la familia humana en la búsqueda de un desarrollo sostenible e integral. Pues sabemos que las cosas pueden cambiar. El Creador no nos abandona. Nunca hizo marcha atrás en su proyecto de amor. No se arrepiente de habernos creado. La humanidad aún posee la capacidad de colaborar para construir nuestra casa común.
The great challenge we face is to defend and protect our common home. And this is about the concern to unite going forward the human family in the search to build a new model of development that is sustainable and integral. Because we know that things can change. Our Creator does not abandon us. He does not stop. He protects us with His love. He is not sorry for having created us. Humanity and the human family has the capacity to collaborate to build our common home.
Yo sé que el Papa Francisco nos diría a nosotros aquí esta mañana que es necesaria una conversión ecológica en todos los ámbitos de nuestra vida para asumir un estilo de vida sobrio y austero, lejos del consumismo desenfrenado que conduce a la cultura del descarte de las personas.
I know that the Pope will say this morning that it is necessary that we all take on an ecological conversion in which in all dimensions of our life we change our lifestyle so that we can become more sober and more simple, that we leave behind our unbridled habits of consumerism and we go towards a culture that overcomes waste of persons.
Es necesario ejercitar la confianza mutua entre la población, los empresarios y los políticos. Una confianza que nos haga superar la distancia que nos separa del proyecto de Dios de darnos vida y vida en abundancia. Por eso el Papa Francisco nos hace una pregunta: ¿qué tipo de mundo queremos dejar a quienes nos sucedan, a los niños que están creciendo? Nuestra respuesta solo será significativa si asumimos acciones conjuntas que garanticen la calidad de vida para las generaciones futuras.
I thank you all very much. Thank you and God bless you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Executive Director of UPROSE, Elizabeth Yampere.
Buenos días, mi gente. I bring you warm greetings from the Republic of Brooklyn. Less than a year ago this week, the climate justice movement and the environmental justice movement was responsible for helping organize the largest climate march in history, the People's Climate March. How many of you were there? That's what's up. This is a movement moment. It's a climate justice movement moment. Pope Francis has given us back Jesus, the one we know cared about the most vulnerable, the one who cared about the poor, the one who turned tables in the name of social justice. This is a movement when the eyes of the world are looking at the historical legacy of the extraction of the labor of people of color and the extraction of our land. Climate change is the consequence of all of that. Climate change is the consequences is the vulnerability of those of us from the front lines, historically living at the intersection of injustice. This Boricua brings you warm greetings from Brooklyn, from UPROSE, Brooklyn's oldest Latino community-based organization, dedicated to environmental justice, where the work is intergenerational. And the Climate Justice Alliance, uniting the front line from the Gulf to Detroit and Brooklyn to the Bay, because this movement has to be led by the frontline communities that are going to be the ones who are going to be suffering the brunt of decisions made for them by people who are privileged, who have been exploiting us for generations. I am here because Sandy made an unwelcome visit to Brooklyn, because Puerto Rico is environmentally and economically being devastated. This movement demands that we build just relationships, that we operationalize just transitions. If Pope Francis can singularly reclaim the true Jesus, we can turn this crisis around together, because our communities Our communities are the roots that will weather the storm. We are from places like Brooklyn, the Bronx, Detroit, Black Mesa, the Gulf South, Mossville, the St. Lawrence Village in Alaska, Puerto Rico. From my belief in my ancestry, because my belief system itself is a defiance and an act of resistance to colonization and slavery, I say Mafere Fumo Batala, and wish you peace and power, mi gente. Gracias.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Kumi Naidoo, International Executive Director, Greenpeace.
Friends, colleagues, dear brothers and sisters,
we gather here this morning with a spirit of hope to stand together with His Holiness the Pope in saying that now is the time for us to change. We cannot delay any longer, and that we look back on history and remember today the words of Nelson Mandela when he said, "Big change always seems impossible when you start, but seems inevitable when you finish." And we are here today to say that it's within our capacity to make a transition from dirty energy to clean energy, that we can achieve 100% renewable energy access for all by 2050 if our political leaders act with courage, act with decency, and act with morality. We also want to say that as we gather on one of the greatest halls of democracy, we want to remind the people meeting there that in fact democracy was supposed to balance the wallet, rich people's power, with the ballot, ordinary people's power. And that in fact today, as an African and as people around the world look at the United States, we describe the United States as the best democracy money can buy. And that's not good enough. We need to ask our leaders in Congress to stop following the messages and the dictates of the oil, coal, and gas companies and start listening to the voices of ordinary people. I want to end by saying that as environmentalists, we often say, save the planet, save the environment, and so on. So I want to end with good news. We don't need to save the planet. The planet actually does not need saving. Because if we allow the fossil fuel companies to drive us in the direction they are doing right now, and if our political leaders do not stand up and show courage, then what will happen is the warming track that we are on will end up with the planet still being here, we'll be gone. Right? So understand that this struggle is not about saving the planet. This struggle is about whether humanity can fashion a way to protect our common home by ensuring that we engage in a mutually respectful and interdependent relationship with nature for centuries and centuries to come. Put differently, this struggle is fundamentally about protecting our children and their children's future, and we stand 100% with the Pope as he takes that message to Congress. Thank you very much.
I'm pleased now to bring Dolores Huerta. She is president of the Dolores Huerta Foundation for Grassroots Organizing, co-founder of United Farm Workers. This is a busy lady. Give a big round of applause.
Good morning, everyone. Alyssa and I am coming from the Central Valley of California, where, as you know, we have a huge drought. I mean, really, really big. Farm worker families in the Central Valley, there are some towns that they have no water. The wells are dry. They have to bring in water for them to drink and for them to do all of their household necessities. This is how important this is. Also, you need to know, it's not enough to rally. Okay, it's not enough for us to come here. We really gotta get out there, and we've gotta elect people that are going to vote to protect our Mother Earth, okay? We have to do that. There are some bills in Congress that are trying to stop labeling of GMO products, okay? No. There are people right there in that Congress right now, and there's a bill in the Senate that is going to say that you could not put a label on a GMO modified crop. We have to stop them. So you got to write your senator and say, vote go on this bill, we should have a right in the state of California, like they do in Vermont and other states, to say you could label a product and if it has been modified, if it has been GMO modified. So it's up to us, okay? We are the ones that can do it. We have to take this into our own hands and make sure that we protect Mother Earth. Can we do this? What do we say? Can we do it? So let's do it. Let me say it in the Spanish language. We said it earlier. Now I want to say it in Spanish. Si se puede. That means yes, we can. Let's all go with an organized hand. Clap everybody together. Let's go. Si se puede.
The president and CEO of the Hip Hop Caucus, Reverend Lennox Yearwood Jr.
Now you can do better than that now. Come on, if you want to save the planet, if you want to save the planet, I need everybody to come to your feet. Everybody all around this. Come on, come on. I don't got much time. Get to your feet now. All the way around. Come on, come on. I don't got much time. Now, if you are ready to transition from fossil fuels to clean energy, somebody make some noise! I can't hear you! If it's time to go 100% clean energy, somebody make some noise! Fuels and invest in clean energy. Somebody make some noise. So the key thing here for all of us, why are we here today? Because this is our lunch counter moment for the 21st century. In the 20th century, our parents fought for equality. But in the 21st century, we are not only fighting for equality, but we are also fighting for existence. Climate change is a civil rights issue. We have a right to clean air. We have a right to clean water. Poverty and pollution is the same thing. And the only way to get to climate justice is through social justice. There is no other way. So when I close, we've been on this tour, Hip Hop Caucus, the People, Climate, Music, Act on Climate Tour, with folks like Malik Youssef, Anthony Smith, and others. And I want to say this as I close, that we delivered this message of climate change to Mother Emmanuel A&E Church in Charleston, South Carolina, 2 weeks ago. Many of you know that church. That was a church where 9 parishioners, including their pastor, was killed by a white supremacist. And we grieve that moment, but that church wasn't so much talking about that issue as we're talking about this issue here today. They recognized that we can sit here and be revolutionary, or we can sit here and be solutionary. So I want to thank all those who are fighting this issue together, because this issue that about black or white or brown or yellow or male or female or straight or gay or theist or atheist is about humanity. So.
Thank you, Reverend.
So, as I'm done, when I say 100%, you say clean energy. 100%!
Clean energy!
100%!
Clean energy!
100%!
Clean energy!
All power to the people! Let's get them!
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Thursday's Community Watch and Comment on WPFW 89.3. I'm Esther Averam, and we're listening to voices from the Moral Action on Climate Justice Rally, a national, international mobilization that happened last week. When we come back, we'll hear more voices, including the Reverend William Barber and many of our local activists as well. Stay with us.